Adams Razorback Pizza Report.
All right, well, if you missed it yesterday, an All-America nod for Arkansas center Travis Swanson after finishing second in one of the I don't know who, there's like the AP and then there's the coaches, but he finished second as a first-team All-SEC center. Then he wins it, he gets an All-America nod for center, so good for him. The SEC Football Awards go like this. Player of the Year, Trey Mason. Co-Defensive Players of the Year, C.J. Mosley from Alabama and Michael Sam from Missouri. Christian Jones of Alabama. Just feel free to throw those wherever. Special Teams Player of the Year, Freshman of the Year, Laquan Treadwell from Ole Miss. And unfortunately, Alex Collins did not get that, although I could have made a strong case for him. Scholar Athlete of the Year that nobody cares about because nobody cares about the scholar part of the athlete, Aaron Murray. Congratulations to him.
Great. Congrats, Aaron.
And the Coach of the Year, Gus Malzahn. Gus Malzahn. Oh, and by the way, the Jacobs Blocking Trophy goes to Jake Matthews of Texas A&M.
Which is also an important honor.
It's only important if a guy from your school wins.
That's right. We have the best center.
A guy from my school did not win, so it didn't matter to me. Tonight, Arkansas taking on the 2-8 Savannah State, whatever they are, kitty cat meow meows?
The Tabbies.
Tabby cats. The striped wonders of Savannah State will be rolling into Bud Walton tonight and getting their faces smashed in. There will be approximately four guys walking out with the treads of Michael Qualls' feet on their faces.
Michael Qualls had 35. No, he had 16, but it was such a loud 16.
He does. Don't let the blinking red light on top of his head fool you. That's strictly so planes will not bump into him as
that's
he jumps
FAA
through the air.
That's FAA stuff. We can't do anything about that. Before he goes on the court, he's got to go through the security thing where he puts his arms up in there.
Did you read the story online this morning?
Uh-uh.
They are talking about raising the roof quite literally at Bud Walton Arena so that Michael Qualls doth not bump his head on the rafters.
It's either that or we're going to take out some kind of extra liability policy. One of the two is going to have to happen because Michael Qualls gets loud buckets.
Have you seen that Aaron Rodgers commercial with the annoying grill guys?
Yeah, the double check.
The
boys.
Ditka guys?
Yeah.
They look out on the wing and there's a guy hanging on there.
Yeah. Rodgers!
Yeah, if you look in the background, you'll see Michael Qualls floating softly back to earth in the background.
That's right.
After jumping up 36,000 feet.
Moonwalking on the wing there a little bit. He's like, better dunk it, I guess.
Don't be weirded out because he walks around with an oxygen mask on because you can't breathe at 36,000 feet as amazing as he is.
Everybody knows that.
But Michael Qualls will be jumping all over the place tonight. 15.8 points per game. He's also only got – he's only got seven blocks, though. Michael. You got a 74-inch vertical. You might as well be blocking some shots while you're up there. I'm just saying.
Seven blocks in eight games. That's not too bad for a guard.
6:30,
that's pretty good.
6:30 pregame. This one will be over about 7:06, and they don't even tip till 7:07.
Hey, now.
Yeah, 7:07. That's in honor of the average height of the old Boeing planes. That's where Michael Qualls jumps to. So, just saying, about 26,000. So, anyway.
Michael Qualls, when he dunks, he has a connecting flight in Atlanta before he can smash it back through.
No, he's good.
I would wish Arkansas luck tonight, but that'd be sort of dumb. That'd be like me praying to have a hairy back. I mean, if it's already done, it seems like a waste of time to even bother. But I hope Arkansas wins by lots of numbers tonight.
Yeah, but it never hurts for freshmen and underclassmen and people that haven't played together to play against opponents regardless of the quality because they're just going to get better. So, I mean, it's important. Wouldn't you say it's an
absolutely
important game?
You get tired of practicing against yourself.
That's right. Go beat the crap out of somebody else.
Yeah. Fred, back in the day when you were dunking on unsuspecting fools, you know how that goes.
Dropping the hammer.
Yeah. There aren't too many things that are more discouraging than watching a team run the same play on you 58 times in a row in football and beat the heck out of you.
Yeah.
And in basketball, having a dude smash – dunks on your face repeatedly is very embarrassing. How many dunks did you have in your high school career, do you think?
Well, just remember, when I played, dunking was illegal.
Yeah, but it didn't mean you didn't do it.
No.
I did a few things that were against the rules, too, back in the day, but didn't have anything to do with basketball, unfortunately.
Right.
The Chamberlain rules.
I do have something unique to my resume, though, that not many guys have. I had six personal fouls in high school in a single game.
How about that?
It's hard to do when
that
you foul out with five.
That is tough.
You must have had bad officials.
No, I got a technical foul on my way out on my fifth foul, and so they credited me with a sixth personal foul.
Well.
I was honored. Was actually, what I did was I slapped the floor because I was mad about the call. I thought it was kind of weak.
That's got to be a record in Iowa.
You know how exhausting it is, Fred Mooney? Officiating a game while playing it as a high school athlete, it is exhausting. I know you guys will find this hard to believe, but I was somewhat talkative and opinionated when I was a teenager.
No.
Luckily, I've grown out of that. That's all behind me now.
That's right. All this reasoned discourse we engage in on a weekly basis.
I have matured beyond belief.
beyond belief and beyond your years.
And by that I mean no one believes that I have
your
matured.
Your level
at
of
all.
Maturity is somewhere akin to Michael Qualls in some form or fashion.
You get,
in the blank.
You get along better with Jerry now, don't you? Your father-in-law?
Yes, but I don't see him as much as I used to. So, you know what they say. I'm trying to make his heart grow fonder. It's not working. All right, let's do our entertainment report here, shall we?
Yes.
Matty T, what do you say? Oh, sorry. Matt Stella's okay with